7th Perek of Sanhedrin, 5th Mishnah Hamagadif, Eino Chayiv, Ad Sheyifarish is Hashem. The next death penalty by Skila, Magadif, a person who curses, Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's only obvious is if he specifically says the name of Hashem. But if he heard somebody else and he agreed with the other person, or he did not use the actual Shem Hashem, just use a kinui, a nickname for Hashem, then he does not get death penalty. Yeah. So if he says in English, God, etc., 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 he will not get the death penalty. It's also to do it, but does not get the death penalty. There is an opinion in the of the Tanoim that Yifash Hashem means stop your saying Shem Havaya. Omer Rabbi Yishuv Ben Kocha, b'chol yoyim don't say them b'kinui. When the Edom come, we do not say the actual curse, because it's a disgrace to say such a statement. And yeah, so we use a nickname like Yaka Yoisi is Yoisi, that Yoisi should hit Yoisi instead of saying the Shem Hashem. That was the curse that he gave, that Yoisi should smite Yoisi, which once again is representing Hashem. The idea behind this is because maybe we'll exonerate him and there's no reason to say the Shem Hashem. But in order to give him the death penalty, we would actually have to say it out. And therefore, Lo Hayo Hogim Bekino, when it comes to the time they made the decision to have to kill him, now they're going to have the Edom say it out exactly what they heard. Motzim es kol adam l'chutz. They take everybody out. It shouldn't be a public chilah Hashem to hear such words. V'shoyelam es hagodol shebem. Emol mashu shumata b'feish. Tell us exactly what you heard. He says the exact curse. When a person hears such words, the halacha is he has to rip his garments and he'll never sew it up again fully. They wouldn't have to repeat it every time by the other Eidim. He would just say, I heard the same thing that the first one heard. I hear the same thing as the first one.